Estevan. Producers in the southeast have been busy in their fields and have now seeded 51% of their crop, up from 18% last week, according the crop report for period May 16 to 22, 2023. This is still behind the five-year average of 73%. Seeding operations have been steadily gaining momentum due to some warm, windy days finally drying out fields. Although there were light showers in parts of the region, they did not delay seeding progress. Precipitation ranged from trace amounts up to 3 mm. Producers are reporting that they would like to see this trend continue at least another week to help wrap up seeding. Once seeding is finished, they would appreciate more rain to help crops emerge and establish quickly. The topsoil moisture levels across the region continue to hold at levels sufficient to ensure proper germination and crop growth. Cropland topsoil moisture is rated as 8% surplus, 88% adequate and 4% short. Hay and pasture land topsoil moisture is rated as 90% adequate and 10% short. Many producers are reporting they have the perfect level of soil moisture for seeding and they are very optimistic about their crop this year. Pasture conditions have improved in the region due to plenty of available moisture and some recent warm weather. Pastures are rated as 15% excellent, 76% good, 7% fair, 1% poor and 1% very poor. Cattle producers are confident their pastures will hold their livestock all season as long as they receive semi-regular rains over the summer months. Crop development is slightly delayed in the region due to the excessive moisture conditions and some cool weather in the beginning of May. Now that fields are drying up and the weather is forecasted to be warmer, the crop is expected to develop rather quickly. Although there was a light frost in the region this past week, early reports indicate there was no major damage to crops that have emerged. Producers will be working very hard over the next 2 weeks to complete their seeding operations and control rapidly growing weeds in their fields.